The first reading is from the book of Titus. Paul, a slave of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's chosen ones and the recognition of religious truth, in the hope of eternal life that God, who does not lie, promised before time began, who indeed at the proper time revealed his word in the proclamation with which I was entrusted by the command of God our Savior, to Titus, my true child, in our common faith. Grace and peace from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. For this reason I left you in Crete, so that you might set right what remains to be done and appoint presbyters in every town as I directed you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory to his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, is a lamp brought to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. He also told them, take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. And still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. The one who has not, even what he has, will be taken away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we hear Paul, and Paul sits there and he says, Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ. That's how he introduces himself. Can you imagine? Could you or I do that? Could I come up to you or anybody else and say, hi, I'm Father Larry. I am a slave of God or a slave of Jesus Christ. And yet, that's what Paul says to Titus. In humility, we all must be people who are slaves of God. And when you're in love with somebody, of course you become a slave to them. Not a demeaning slave, but a slave of love. I'll do anything for the person who I love. I'll do anything for the God I love. I desire with all my heart to be a slave of God. Do you desire to be a slave of God? Let's prove that we are slaves of God by serving him with all our hearts and serving others the way to give our lives away the way Jesus did. And then we'll truly be slaves of God. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.